All right.
Mr. Chairman, the hour's late, and I would apologize to anyone that's, maybe you can bring some order to the room here.
We still got a meeting going on, so if we could please exit quietly, I greatly appreciate it.
I would apologize to anybody that's waited through all this for their case to be heard, but the hour's late, and I don't think it would be fair to those applicants for us to continue at this late hour and not give our full attention. So I'd make a motion that the hearings be continued at a later date.
What I would suggest then, Mr. Mills, and if the board were so inclined to entertain that motion, that what we do is just read each of the case numbers and the applicant name on the agenda, and then do a motion to move those cases to the next meeting so they're on that agenda. Otherwise, we're going to be required to re-advertise and re-notice. But because they're on this agenda, folks who would have had notice about this meeting would have been here. We're simply moving them to the next meeting.
So we end up being in the same way, then you're going to take these six and add on to eight or nine, you're going to have the same thing.
Potentially, Mr.
Chairman. Well, why can't you have an extra meeting? If we had done that, we wouldn't have had this problem. Putting these, yeah. If we could have done this, we've discussed this, of putting these type of cases together. I'd only wish that as chairman of the board that I could be made part of the process to talk and to share what about these happening. You put two big ones, you know, one's an hour and a half, one's three and a half. And it's not fair to these people sitting here either.
I understand, Mr. Chairman.
I don't think it is. So I think we need to address something.
Mr. Chairman, I think that Mr. Sharp does have a point in that rather than it be these people we put off to a much later date, that we at least include those in the next meeting, and maybe something can be moved with other cases that are scheduled.
Okay.
So we probably have 10 cases next.
Unless the staff can schedule
some
of the others at another time.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't think these people have waited here.
Sure. It's
and it's not fair to them. And
100%.
Rather than. Well.
Well, gentlemen, you know I'm a little disadvantaged here, okay, on oxygen. I'm willing to go for these people. They just said it.
Well,
Dev sat here listening to these cases, and their plans are all made on I don't know who's out of town or who isn't.
Okay, well.
But I would
like
11, to.
It's 11:30. We won't be out of here till 1 o'clock in the morning.
1 o'clock.
Well.
So, you know, we didn't do the scheduling here. And that's, you know, we've known the past experience. Well, it's in our rules that we can make this decision, so I make that motion.
Excuse me? Mr. Mills.
I have to be up for work at 4 o'clock in the morning. I got up at 4 o'clock this morning. And it has to do with just the bearings. And I understand that everyone is tired. I'm very tired. I have to get up in another, I don't know how many hours to go to work tomorrow morning.
I do too.
I understand that, and this has been a debacle. The only thing that I request is, if you're going to move this to another night, I want to be first. Because I got to tell you, this has been an incredible drain. I can the nonsense that I heard tonight from these folks was incredible. But I just want a variance to add 8 feet to a deck. I had to listen to all this safety hoo-ha, and my wife and I are sitting here going, really? Yeah. So whatever you decide, I understand. I'm Jim Sherlock, and I want to be first.
I like to.
Okay. So you got to take the motion, read these in first, and then address his motion?
I believe, and if I may, just Mr. Mills, what you have moved for is a case number 11963, Edward C. and Ruth G. Jackson, case number 11964, Chris S. Meck, case number 11965, James D. and Jennifer A. Sherlock, case number 11966, estate of Dorothy J. Wallen, case number 11967, Eugene and Joanne Greco, and case number 11968, Robert Buckler, be moved to the meeting on June 5th and would be at the front of the agenda in that order.
Yes, that's correct.
The only problem I have with that is I might very well be working nights that evening. I work nights, so it's coming to week. So if that turns out to be one of the nights I'm working nights, I lose my $400, I lose my shot, and
We can talk in the morning and see what we can come up with. Just give us a call in the morning and we'll talk.
We have to travel great distance to then get back. This is, this whole night, we can't keep doing this.
So is my motion. Made my motion.
Okay. Move these to the next meeting. Okay, got a motion by Mr. Mills that we move the cases from 11,963 through 11,968 until our next regular meeting, which will be June the 5th. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a second to that motion by Mr. Workman. So all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickerton?
Nay.
Okay, Mr. Workman?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Nay.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Calloway? Yes. So then by vote of 3-2, the case is 11963 through 11968 will be moved to our next regular meeting.
And that will be in the front, Mr. Chairman?
I'm sorry?
They'll be in the front of the agenda?
Yes, yes. I will ask the office if they would consider that. Okay.
Correct. I need a motion to adjourn.
Yep.
Right. Do the motion to adjourn.
Yep.
It's a move.
Have a second to that?
That woman who got out of here first.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Sorry.
All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
All opposed?
Just 1 minute.
Meeting is adjourned, subject to call.
Just 1 minute. We're still in the meeting. Did we call it?
Yes.
Thank you.